Blog Talk Radio.
Oh!
gonna reach you and grab my sister by the hand. Come here. Just come on over here. Watch that cord. I'm gonna grab my sister by the hand. Because we're going to heaven. And I made up my mind. I don't have no time to wait. We're gonna march down the main street of Jerusalem.
You're gonna have to live with me. God, praise God. Are you satisfied with Jesus? Are you so satisfied with Jesus? You know, that's where we need to get to be satisfied in our spirit man. Oh, and be satisfied with Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Happy Mother's Day. Bless Mother's Day to all you mothers out there. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
This son loved his mama so much. He said, "Mama, one day I'm going to grow up. I'm going to college. I'm going to be somebody. I'm going to take care of you, Mama, like you've been taking care of me."
If you have children that have strayed away from the Lord, just bring them to Jesus. Bring them to Jesus tonight. This is your time. This is your time to bring them to Jesus. The prodigal son had strayed, but he came back home. Come on now. Come on. Trust God for that son tonight. Trust God for that daughter tonight. Trust God for that husband tonight. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. God can do anything but fail. Listening to Blog Talk Radio, bringing you God's favorite ministry live, praying for you on this Mother's Day, that God will be everything to you today that you are asking Him to be. God is an on-time God. Yes, He is. Praise God. And I pray that you had a wonderful day today. Truly I have. I've been blessed, blessed, blessed. Praise God. But you know there are some mothers out there that have lost their son to the bullet. There are some mothers out there may have lost that daughter or that son to prison walls or drugs. God's favorites tonight is reaching out to help heal your hurts. Jesus said in Matthew 11 and 28, He said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Jesus is willing to give you that rest and that peace, no matter what you may be going through. Maybe you're going through a difficult marriage. Maybe you're going through a sickness. Maybe you may be going through something that I didn't call out tonight. But whatever you may be going through, I know Jesus can step into your situation and He can turn things around for your good. Praise God. Wherever you may be listening to this program, God is at the four corners of this earth. He can reach deeper than you can ever think, and He can reach higher than you can ever think. Wider, He's wider than anything that you can go around. God is there. God is there. God is there. He's just waiting on you, waiting on you to call up on Him. Because that's what He said, "Call unto me." Call on Him, and He will answer you. Yes, He will. Oh, He hears you every time you call. God hears you. You are His. You belong to Him. So why shouldn't He? He just wants you to call. He wants you to be sincere. He wants you to be humble, to humble yourself under the almighty hand of God. and he will rescue you. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, there's nothing too hard for God tonight. There's nothing too hard for God tonight. There's a mother that's crying today because she know what she had gone through with those children. Their tears are running and flowing. But guess what? God going to strengthen you in the midst of the trial. I have one mother on my list. She had three sons. She lost one to the gun violence and two to prison. But guess what? God has stepped in the midst of her situation. And he had brought one of those sons home. What a joyful moment it was. God can do the same thing for you. God can do the same thing for you. Now we are expecting the other son to come home. We're praying. Because, see, God got his own timing when he will move and he will act. He will deliver and he will set free. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Trust in him. Trust in him for one thing and you're trusting for all things. God is not a God that he should lie. I bless you mothers out there. Praise God. That whatever you may be going through, believe God. Believe God. That's all he wants us to do is believe him. See, we have doubting. We be like doubting Thomas. We have doubts sometimes, but God don't want us to doubt him. He wants us to believe him. Believe him. Praise God. Praise God. Let us pray. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you tonight, God, thanking you for this wonderful and glorious day, God, that you have blessed us in, God. God, you done kept us, God, and Lord, you done brought us up to such a time as this, God, that we may give you glory and honor, God, to honor you, God. First of all, God, we honor you before we honor mothers. But you made it possible and available, God. You brought a mother on the scene, God, where, God, you saw that man was lonely, God, and you made a woman and you told them to bring forth, and they brought forth children. What a blessing, God. You orchestrated this thing, God. You got this thing all in control, God. Man has gotten it out of control, but God, you the one ordaining this thing, God. We thank you for fathers. We thank you for mothers. We thank you for children. We thank you for the family. We thank you, Lord God, that we can come bring our families before you, God, and get everything back in line when it get out of line, God. Thank you, Lord God. When the devil comes in and try to tear up, erupt, and, oh, God, destroy, God. God, you steps in, oh, God, and you heals, oh, God, and set things back in order, God, as we look unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our lives. Yes, Lord God. God, we love you tonight for every mother, God, that may listen to this program, God, that you bring healing into the hearts, oh, God. Bring healing into the hearts of every mother, God. Lord, where they broken, God, where they've been hurt, oh, God, men, God, oh, God, yes, God, men, broken hearts, oh, God. Lord, we have so many, God, you know, they are crying every day because our sons are getting shot down in the streets, oh, God. But, God, Lord, God, I know, God, there's a purpose and a reason for everything, God. And I speak healing tonight. I speak joy. Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Oh, God, thank you. I speak tonight, oh, God, that they arise up, oh, God, and call themselves blessed. Oh, Father God, again, God. Blessed, oh, God. Lord, that they still have eyes to see, ears to hear. Oh, God. Lord, your blessings are still upon them, God. No matter what has happened, no matter what is going on, no matter what may go on, God, you are still God, Lord. And, God, we thank you for it, God. Lord, let your word penetrate them, God, and build them up, God. Let your word, O God, encourage, O God. Your word, O God, infuse, O God. O Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And Lord, make them, O God, vessels of honor, God, that they have stood the test of time. This is only a test. This is only a test. That they are standing and they are, O God, walking through, O God, the valleys of shadows of death. But God, they are coming out as pure as gold. Praise God. O God, hair may be turning gray, but God is still okay. You still love us, and no matter what situation it might be in, thank you, Father God, for loving us, oh God. Thank you, Lord, that you made us a mother, God. Thank you, Lord. We ain't trying to change, God. We want to be what you made us to be. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' name, praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Praise God. At this time, I'm going to let my co-host come, Sister Peggy Biden, and then I'll be right back with you. Praise God.
Well, praise the Lord. This is God's favorite radio program featuring Pastor Evangelist Vivian George. You may reach us at God's Favorite Post Office Box from 704 Marrero, Louisiana, 70073. Phone number is area code 504-347-5797. Call in to listen to our program. That number is area code 714-409-0578. Again, that number is 714-409-0578. Tell somebody about our program. It is wonderful to know that you can share God's blessings and God's word every Sunday evening at 7 o'clock. Isn't it wonderful that we have on Friday nights Victorious Living? Minister Janice Williams is also the host, which is part of God's favorite radio program on Friday nights at 7 p.m. Be a great listener on Sunday nights at 7 and on Friday nights at 7. Call this number, 714-409-0578, and you will receive a blessing from both programs because God's word is there and is always available on those hours, Sunday evenings at 7 and Friday evenings at 7. Isn't that wonderful? We can share God's love. Yes, today is Mother's Day, and we would like to tell all of our listeners that's listening, Happy Mother's Day. We have a few prayer requests today, and it's for people that have cancer. Today I just got to know a friend of mine. She had to have both breasts removed. She had cancer in the breast. But you know what the doctor told her? You're not going to die from this cancer. Because you know God. God is your answer. And sure enough, so far all the tests are coming back very good. And she's holding on to that promise that God is our healer. For blood pressures, yes, people have a lot of problems with blood pressure. Of course, sometimes we bring it on ourselves, but it's a disease. Kidney disease. We have to pray and ask God to touch those who are on dialysis, heart conditions, eyes, our epilepsy, seizures, bike problems, brain tumors. Most of all, for us, overall health, we have to say protection for all. Let's pray for protection for all. Remember, God is great. He is the one that he will provide, and he will take care of all of our people and all of our illnesses, and he will protect us. I'm dedicating this to all you dear listeners out there. Peace. Lord, make us an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is discord, union. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is sadness, joy. Grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying they are born to eternal life. Isn't that wonderful, Mom and Dad, that we can see eternal life and we can have it tonight by just asking God to be our personal Savior. Remember, God loves you and He will always be there for you. Just call in and say, hey, I'd like to speak and give God the praise and the glory, and we will let you let the world know how you stand with God. Press 1 on that dial as you dial that number. Again, it's 714-409-0578. Isn't that wonderful that we can do that? And just speak and let the Lord know that He is listening and you are willing to serve Him. God is our Savior, and He's our lover, and He's our husband, and He's our guide. Remember, God is love. Thank you for listening to God Favors Ministries, and happy Mother's Day to everyone around the world. We love you, and God loves you too. Pastor Vivian George.
Praise God, praise God. Well, first we're going to do command this strong man. You better get out of here. You're wasting your time. Yes, 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 we commanding the strong man out from you tonight. You that are going through a hard time, you're wasting your time, devil, because we coming after your. There's a strong man in this house. If the strong man is in your house, command him out tonight. Praise God. He always trying to show up. Seems like you and your husband just can't get along. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. Strong man, you better get out of here. There's some mothers praying today, I want to tell you. You're wasting your time, devil, so we command you out. Go.
Power of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, yes, yes. Take your hand off tonight in Jesus' name. Take your hand off somebody's body tonight that's racking with pain. Go. You can't stay here. Go. Go. Come on, speak to him tonight. You're going to be delivered tonight. Woo. Yes, yes, yes. Strong man. Oh, we know who you are tonight. Huh? Yes.
Demon of trouble.
Come on, demons. Go.
You got to go.
Yes.
You demon of fear tonight.
You demon of fear.
You got to go. Get out of my house.
Get out of my house. God said he have given us that where we can command our day and decree a thing and it shall be done. Come on, somebody. Do it tonight. Do it. Get out of here, devil.
You got to go. You got to go.
Strong man. Grown.
When Mama prays, all of her children come through. It might not be the night, but don't give up on God. You know why? When Mama prays, when Mama prays, we will hear Mama prays. When Mama prays,
praise God.
When Mama prays,
praise God. I pray tonight that you believe, God, that you believe, God, that the strong man is out of your house.
Yes.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. You command him to go. You command him. You, God, have given you the power to command that strong man to get out of your house. I don't care what's going on, what's erupting, or what it's trying to do. He don't have no authority. God has given you that authority. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm so glad for God tonight. I want to talk about the mothers of Moses. You know, Moses, sometimes some of us, we have more than one mother. We have one that birthed us and one that raised us. And that was the same thing for Moses. So I'm going to give you a little read-up about him, and then we're going to talk about mothers. Well, but I'm going to explain to you tonight the mothers of Moses. And mothers, his mother that birthed him was named Jehoshabed. Her character, her fierce love for her son coupled her with faith, enabled her to act ironically in the midst of great oppression. Her sorrow was to live in bondage as a slave. She was a slave woman. Praise God. Her joy that God not only preserved the son she surrendered to him, but that he restored her child to her. You know the story, and I'm going to read it. She gave her child up because they was trying to kill all the boy children. Let's go to Exodus 2, 1 through 10. Praise God. Exodus 2, 1 through 10. And there went a man of the house of Levi and took a wife, the daughter of Levi. And the woman conceived and bare a son. And when she saw him that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. And when she could no longer hide him, she took him in an ark of bulrushes and dubbed it with slime and with pitch and put the child therein. And she laid it in the flax by the river brink. And his sister stood afar off to wit what would be done to him. And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river. Now, Pharaoh's daughter was the second mother, okay? And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river, and her maiden walked along by the riverside. And when she saw the ark among the flax, she sent her maiden to fetch it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the babe wept. And she had compassion on him and said, you know, it's easy to fall in love with a baby. Think about it.
think about how this woman saw this baby out there along the River Nile. And she, I'm quite sure she looked at it and said, oh, what a beautiful little baby. Oh, she took it in her arms and, oh, God, it was so precious. Think about how we look at babies today. Then said the sister to Pharaoh's daughter, shall I go and call thee a nurse of the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for thee? And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, go. And the maid went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give thee thy wages. And the woman took the child and nursed it, and the child grew. And she brought forth him unto Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. And she called his name Moses. And she said, because I drew him out of the water. Here was Moses, her character. We're going to look at Pharaoh's daughter. She was from a character. The Jewish people honor men and women whom they designate as righteous Gentiles. These were people who have assisted the Jewish people in some significant way, surely. Pharaoh's daughter should top the list of righteous Gentiles, courageously and compassionately delivering a child from death, a child who would one day act as Israel's great deliverer. Praise God. 300 years after the death of the patriarch Joseph, a baby boy was born in Egypt. His lustly cries muffled by woman's sob, Jehoshaphat's heart was a tangle of joy and fear. This son, his fingers forming a little tiny fist against her breast, was so striking a child she hardly believed he was hers. Tenderly, she raised the small hand to her mouth. Can't you see that today? That began way back at the beginning. And you think about how little children now, little babies, when they are newborn, they raise their hand, it goes to their mouth. This is spiritual, this is natural, that it always have been. It's just a spiritual thing in a baby. Praise God. Pressing her warmth toward her lips. And we'll take a baby's hand and we'll just put it to our lips. And we'll just press it there and it feels so good. Little babies feel so warm and so tender. Her gesture calmed them both. She could feel the stiffness in her back dissolving, her muscles relaxing as she watched the night shadows evaporate in the morning light. Slave though she was yet a Levite, a woman who belonged to God of Abraham and Sarah, of Isaac and Rebekah, of Jacob, Rachel and Leah. She knew the stories. She believed the promises. God was faithful. That's what we have to recognize. See, there are some points that I'm pointing out to you in this story of Moses and his two mothers. When we are praying for our children, we have to recognize, even though she had let her baby go and somebody else was loving it, but we have to recognize God is faithful in the midst of the situation, whatever we are going through. Praise God. She knew the story. She believed the promises of God was faithful. Hadn't her people already grown as numerous as the sand of the sea, just as he said they would? In fact, the Israelites were so numerous that the Pharaohs feared they might one day welcome an invaded army and betray the nation from within. Over time, the Egyptians had tightened their grip, finally enslaving the Israelites until Pharaohs produced an even greater evil, a command to murder each Hebrew male child emerging from the womb. But the Hebrew midwives feared God more than the king
and refused to follow his orders, excusing themselves by claiming that Hebrew women were stronger than Egyptian women, giving birth before the midwives arrived. So Pharaoh commanded his soldiers to search out and smother every newborn male in the waters of the Nile. Jehoshaphat could hear the screams of the mothers. Think about it. Don't you hear the scream of mothers today, sons that's being murdered in the streets? We see it every day. Sons are being murdered every day. Don't you hear the cry of a mother's heart? Praise God. Were both torn from them, her arms tightened around her own child as she slept tightly against her breast. This one, she vowed, would never be father for the Egyptian river god. She and her husband, Amram, would pray, they would plan, and they would trust God to help them. We must trust God to help us in times like these, in times when we see our children being murdered in the street. We need to trust God more. And I see in our city where they are trying to form all kinds of ways that maybe they can reach out to our young boys, our young men that's fighting and killing us, each other up in the street. But we have to take them when they are in the cradle. And we have to cuddle them and love them there. We have to be the right parent that's going to take these children as we see what's going on. We have to be walking with God ourselves, mothers. We just can't expect the outside world to take care of our children. For 3 months, as long as she dared, she hid the infant, managing to keep Miriam and 3-year-old Aaron quiet above their new baby brother. Finally, she acted on an idea that had been growing in her mind. See, God will touch your mind. God will give you the initiative, the wherewith, how you're going to handle this thing. You may be saying, well, it's been so hard for me to get through to this son of mine. But I'm saying tonight, God will give you the wherewith. He will help you in any kind of way if you are going to the God and praying to God for help. Praise God. Praise God. Remembering how God spared the child Isaac, she bent down and laid her son in a basket of papyrus, waterproof with tar and pitch. Then with whispered prayers and a last caress, she wiped her eyes, begging God to preserve her baby from the crocodiles that swam the river. Think about it. A woman trusted God. This is what I want you to see. This woman trusted God that he was going to keep her child as she sent this baby down the river, not knowing what's going to happen. But she would say, Lord, I believe you. I'm going to take care of my child. And God can do the same thing for yours today. I encourage every one of you mothers out there that have children, trust God. Trust God. Put him on the altar before God. Trust God. Praise God. She could not bear to watch as the child drifted away from her. Instead, young Miriam kept vigil, following at a distance to see what would become of him. Soon, Pharaoh's daughter arrived at the river bank with some of her attendants. Spotting the basket among the reeds, she sent her slave girl to fetch it. And as soon as she beheld the brown-eyed baby, she loved it. She loved it. Oh, praise God. God was, I taught a message. God will send an angel. I tell you, God will send an angel in your midst tonight. God will send an angel. And that angel will be there to protect you or your child, whatever you're going through. Praise God. Was she surprised when the young slave girl, Miriam, approached asking whether she could go any further after a Hebrew woman to nurse the baby for her? Did she suspect truth when Jehoshaphat gathered the boy in her arms this time as she played nursemaid? Praise God. Whatever was in her mind, she named the child Moses, saying, I drew him out of the water. For the next 40 years, Moses was educated as a prince in the courts of Pharaoh's. God kept Moses safe in the very midst of extraordinary evil and danger. God kept that boy child. God will keep your boy child, your girl child. Praise God. I don't care what they go through. God will keep them. Praise God. In the danger, he was in the danger of crocodiles in deep water and under Pharaoh's nose. Ironically, he used Egyptian to protect and educate in ways that must have made, God had made Moses even more effective in his role as his people deliverer. Year after year, Jehoshaphat would surely have reflected on the marvelous faithfulness of God. Her ingenuity, courage, and faith should inspire even the most weak-kneed among us. We should be inspired. Two women, a slave woman and a princess, preserved the life of Israel, future deliverer, and so preserved the entire Jewish race. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. When we look at this story, praise God, it truly relates to us today. Let's look at one more scripture. Praise God, in Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 11 and 23. Let's see what it says. Hebrews 11 and 23 says, by faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months in his parent, of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. I don't care what the devil, they said the king's commandment. I don't care what the devil is saying to you today concerning your child. Let's be like Jehoshaphat. And trust God. We got to bring him to the altar. This is what God said. We got to bring him to the altar and place him on the altar before God and believe God. As I have read this story to you, to encourage mothers that have sons and daughters who has not come to the Lord, to keep praying for them. Pray that God will send someone or plant a seed that they may hear the Spirit of the Lord calling. Praise God. Mothers, this is a time for us to bring our children and build an altar before God for them and keep the faith. Praise God. God is still God and his promises are still true. You can trust him. And you can have enough faith, yes, because he said he'll give it to you. He said he has given you a measure of faith. Trust God, just like this woman did. She put him in a basket. How did she know whether the basket was going to turn over, if he would move or shook or something that shook the basket? She didn't know. She couldn't let doubt come in. She couldn't let fear come in. So she had to trust God. Praise God. And then she sailed him down that river. Don't you know that's been hard for me? But if God said it, we have to learn how to be obedient as well. And not only that, Jehoshaphat gave her new son up for 3 years.
and another woman raised Moses. Moses' mothers, let me tell you, to a father, the father is closer to the daughter. And to a son is close to that mother's heart. Praise God. But they're all a mother's child. And a mother hurts for her children. Yes. A mother is very close. She's a real mother. Is very close to her children. She's praying for them and watching over them when they are sleeping, when they are awake. You know, praise God. And that's the way a mother is. Praise God. We're going to look at one more scripture. John 19. Look at John 19. Praise God. Hallelujah. A mother is so close to her children. And we see that so often. And we see that the way mothers are crying out in the streets. So we look at John 19, 26 to 27. And it says, praise God. And when Jesus therefore saw his mother and his disciples standing by, whom he loved, he said unto his mother, woman, behold thy son. I tell you, that mother loves her son. That son loves his mother. He said, woman, behold thy son. And he said to the disciples, behold my mother. Take care of my mother now. He didn't say anybody else. And he didn't call, that boy didn't call for nobody else. He didn't call for his daddy. He didn't call for his sisters, nor his brother. He said, take care of my mother. A son's heart toward his mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her unto his own home. They took care of Jesus' mother, Mary. Praise God. This is something. This is, y'all, sometimes you read over it, but you got to look at the heart of a mother, the panting of a mother, watching her son hanging on a cross the way they had beaten him, betrayed him, spat on him, pierced him. Don't you know? Her heart was broken. And let me tell you, there's nothing in this world as worse as Jesus has been crucified. Yes, our son is being murdered. But Jesus is not as hard as Mary was, because Jesus has died and took that upon the cross. So Jesus, he's telling us now, these are light afflictions. I know it seems hard because that's your child. Praise God. I know it's hard. Praise God. But I'm going to go back there, and I'm going to read that one more time. And I want you to get this in your spirit. Verse 26 and 27. And when Jesus therefore saw his mother, he was looking down at her. No matter how he bloody and beaten he was, he might have been half blind, but he can see his mother. He saw his mother and the disciples standing by, whom he loved. He loved them. He loved all of them. And he said unto his mother, woman, behold thy son. Then he said to the disciples, behold my mother. Take care of my mother. And from that hour, the disciples took her and to their home. What a touching thing right there. Many mothers need to be comforted today. Many mothers are broken and have lost their sons to guns, violence, the hurts, the pain. They go suffering at this time. Pray for them that they may be healed. Maybe you haven't lost a son, but we are strong. Then he said that you who are strong bear the infirmities of the weak. We are to pray for all mothers that's going through and may have shed a tear at this Mother's Day. And as we read throughout the Bible, the mothers were grieved and called the prophets. We know as we read the word, when the mother had a child that was sick, they called on the man of God, or they called the prophet to come and heal, and that child was healed. So you got to recognize what's going on today is always have been. Yes, we would call, they would call, even from the Old Testament to the New, that that child be healed. Jesus and that and their children, Jesus healed their children from different kinds of diseases. Yes, a mother's love for her children. She will reach out every time, every time. I'm going to give you just a little poem. M is for the million things she gave me. O means only that she's growing old. T is for tears she shed to save me. E is for her eyes with love, light shining. R means right, and right she'll always. Put them all together and they spell mother. If you have your mother, you are blessed. Bless your mother every day and be glad and thankful for who God has blessed you with, because she is so special to bring you here and to provide for you and see you grow in the admonition of the Lord. May I bless you. Numbers chapter 6, 24 and 25. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may he lift up his countenance towards you and give you peace. If you are a mother tonight, I pray the peace of God be upon you throughout the rest of this year. I pray that no harm will come nigh your dwelling, any of your family members. I believe God's blessing, because this is what God say do. He say bless people. Bless them in their finances. Bless them in their home. I'm going to have a prayer meeting sometime another this month in my home. I just want to bless y'all tonight and pray that you have many more blessed Mother's Days. Bless you, bless you, bless you. Happy Mother's Day, and hope you'll be back here next week. Bye-bye.